This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And so does President Trump. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That certainly is part of what the conversation is across the U.S. and elsewhere. As a matter of fact, we're going to dive into that. Plus, the latest from the White House. I received a copy of the immediate release from the office of the press secretary from the Roosevelt Room earlier in the day on Tuesday. And I'm going to read you a little bit of the specifics of what the president said. And what he said was, as probably you have heard and some of you have reported, a missile was launched a little while ago from North Korea. I can only tell you we will take care of it. We have General Mattis in the room with us, and we've had a lot of discussion on it. It's a situation that we'll handle. With that being said, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi didn't show up for our meeting today, and I'm not really surprised. We have a lot of differences. They're weak on crime. They're weak on illegal immigration. They want the folks to come pouring into our borders, and a lot of problems are being caused, although we stopped it to a large extent, much as you can, without the law, which we're going to get. And then he went on to say, and these again are the official words from the Roosevelt Room, before this meeting and before this missile launch, they've been weak on military. In terms of spending, it's very hard to get the military. They want it for a lot of other things, but the military is always secondary to them. To me, it's number one. We won't be here without our powerful military, and we're building it up stronger, bigger, better than ever before, and General Mattis can testify to that. And then at the end, he threw in a curveball about the other thing is they want tax increases, and we want major tax decreases, so they decided not to show up. They've been all talk and they've been no action. He's talking about Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and now it's even worse. Now it's not even talk, so they're not even showing up to the meeting. So obviously that really got under his skin, the president's skin, and he was going to let everybody know that they were supposed to be there, and then they didn't show up. But again, the big story of all is North Korea saying the test of the new ICBM was success, and it can reach all of the U.S. mainland. So the trajectory puts, actually, D.C. in range. The conversation can't really be tabled. So they do this for the first time since September. It reached an altitude of 4,475 kilometers. Look it up if you don't know what it is. And it wasn't good. You know, they immediately released the information, and they've conducted, of course, dozens of ballistic missile tests under Kim Jong-un's guise in defiance of international sanctions. And the president, our president, has vowed not to let North Korea develop nuclear missiles that can smash into the United States. I have family on the East Coast. Some of you have family on the East Coast. I don't want it to hit anywhere in the United States, any missile to reach anywhere close to the United States. So, in the statement, North Korea described itself as a responsible nuclear power, but they warned its strategic weapons were developed to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity from the U.S. imperialist nuclear blackmail policy and nuclear threat. That's what they said. That's officially what the word that came out of North Korea. So there you have it. The successful launch and saying that it can reach the mainland is a very, very, let me say it again, very, very big deal. So what's the reaction going to be? We'll see what the UN does as they have their special meeting. And we don't know. We just know that there has been conversation that something could change. Meanwhile, while all of that's going on, despite North Korea, the Dow posted its biggest gain in 3 months on the tax overhaul optimism. So remember, it's all the shaky, rotten news and the positive news that makes the craps table that is the stock market roll in the right direction. So it is a sign that with this tax rate increase, that it would be really, really huge for, I mean, that it's really, really huge for the market today. You can see they were celebrating behind me. And that's the reason why. I go back to the same thing. It's the optimism versus pessimism. And so that's why. Because it means it's good for corporations that have an incredibly high tax rate here in the United States versus overseas, which is why we saw a lot of companies scatter. But so what does it mean? I mean, it's still uncertain whether it's going to pass or not, but because it got through one hurdle, that's why there was the optimism. So stocks also got a boost from the nominating testimony of Jerome Powell, who was selected by President Trump to replace the current Fed chair, Janet Yellen. His testimony was viewed positively by Wall Street. His comments on the Fed's plans to raise interest rates and pare down its huge portfolio of bonds were in line with the current Fed policy under Yellen. So Powell reiterated that the Fed would take a gradual approach as it winds down its stimulus, which is, of course, always the fear. So will we get a tax package by the end of the year? If so, the market would rally in a very big way. If not, might be a downtrend in the market if it doesn't happen until the first or second quarter. So that's certainly something to watch out for. Right here at the top, because we're seeing signs of the holiday, etc., and I'm feeling like I want to mention this to everybody. You have a chance to win an incredible prize from America tonight. We are giving away, thanks to DK Travel and Delta Vacations, these awesome books, DK Ireland, Eyewitness DK Italy, Eyewitness DK London, Eyewitness, I've never seen a travel book like this. It'll make you want to go no matter what. But here's the other part of it. There's a grand prize trip Delta Vacation Packages is offering, a trip for two. So the winner gets either $3,000 voucher for a trip to Ireland or Italy or London, or $2,200 for a trip to New York. It depends on what trip is awarded. How do you get in the hunt for the trip? It's really easy. No bizarro strings attached. Nothing weird. Go to travelwithdk.com and fill that out. It's just a couple of quick things like your email, etc., and then there's going to be a drawing, and I've talked to them, and they're sponsoring it, and they're very excited about it, and America Tonight is one of only three shows involved in it, so your chances are pretty good. Go to travelwithdk.com, or at least for somebody, they're pretty good, and I have a really good feeling about it, and I would love for somebody out there listening to my voice right now to be the winner. Oh, I really would. All right, we're going to have our pal Donovan Cashin back on the show because he's the car guru. I like to say off the lot, or my mother's son knows more about cars than me, and it's always fun we have him on. Last time we were talking about the colors of cars, and he had just gotten Car and Driver magazine, and I happened to see this Motor Trend named Alfa Romeo as the car of the year, and it's a pretty big deal, right? It's this sporty luxury car. It's loaded with Italian style, blah, blah, blah. And it's pretty good looking. That's all I know. What do I know about it? I just know that its engine is a 2-liter four-cylinder motor with twin turbochargers. It puts out 280 horsepower. Wow. Oh, I want this car. I don't covet things, but I'm sort of coveting this car. Anyway, stay with us. Much more coming up next here on America Tonight.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Senator John McCain was diagnosed with brain cancer, and I know that that's been a conversation a lot of people are having, that they know somebody who had brain cancer, or, oh my gosh, what is this about, and what kind of surgery do you have, and whatnot. So who better to join us on the show than Dr. Philip Stieg, founder and chair of the Weill Cornell Medical Brain and Spine Center, and president of the Brain Tumor Foundation as well. And we could go on and on about Dr. Stieg's resume, and certainly this is his expertise. Dr. Stieg, I can imagine a lot of people were asking you about Senator McCain. So first of all, what kind of brain cancer was he diagnosed with?
He was diagnosed with what is the most common form of primary brain tumor, which is a tumor that originates in the brain that we see in the glial category. It's called a glioblastoma, and when we think about glial tumors, they're graded on a scale of 1 to 3, 3 being the worst, and his being a glioblastoma makes it a grade 3. So it's the most aggressive form of glial tumor that we have to deal with as neurosurgeons.
Yeah, so when we hear that, and we kept hearing the word aggressive, what does that mean as far as surgery is concerned? What's typically what happens?
Well, typically what happens is once a diagnosis is made, then the protocol that we try to follow is an aggressive surgical resection followed by radiation therapy with concurrent chemotherapy. The extent of the resection is obviously dependent upon the size of the tumor and the location of the tumor. If the tumor is in what we refer to as eloquent brain, meaning the visual cortex, the speech cortex, or the motor cortex, then we're limited in regard to the extent of resection that we can perform, because this is a tumor that it's an infiltrative tumor and it sends little tentacles into the normal brain, and there isn't a real boundary. You don't know when you've reached the end of it. So there's a limit to how much we can resect.
Is this typical what you see? Because when, as you know, when he went in, when the senator went in, he was there to just remove a blood clot from above his left eye, and that's what they found.
It's not the most common presentation for this type of tumor. They are known to bleed, but more commonly they would present with either a seizure or with some neurologic deficit, again, dependent upon where the tumor is located.
Yeah, and when you actually do the surgery, you know, you and I have talked about the kinds of surgery that you can have. You talked about the surgery, of course, where often typically you're awake. In this kind of a surgery, would the person be awake?
Most probably he was not. I have not seen his scans, so I don't know exactly where the tumor is located. That being said, given the approach that they took, I suspect he was asleep and they resected the tumor without him being awake. As we talked about earlier, the only times we really do awake surgery is when the tumor is located in those eloquent areas of the brain.
Yeah, and the reason you and I have talked about that before, the reason is, well, there's a couple factors. I mean, first of all, from the layman's terms, I think it's amazing that you do that, but it's because of speech, et cetera, so you can tell what's happening, right, by what you're doing back to the patient.
Right. The reason for doing the awake surgery is that we want to know exactly where we are in their brain, and while they're awake, we can test the function that we're worried about losing during the surgical procedure. So if the tumor were in his speech cortex or if it was in his motor cortex, we would most commonly do that awake.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. One of the things the doctor said is that McCain, with this aggressive tumor, he was oriented, he had good balance, he had no headaches, no seizures, that kind of stuff. And the senator is someone who's had other malignant melanomas removed a couple of times, I guess like three of them. And he gets a lot of these kind of screenings and whatnot. And this was a significant operation, obviously, as you know. And, you know, with the bone underneath the eyebrow had to be removed to do the procedure and then put back. Wow, why? I've never heard of that. That's typical? That's common?
It's a new approach that we use in neurosurgery. We commonly use the term minimal access or minimally invasive surgery. The reason for doing that is the recovery is faster, and he obviously had an exceptionally quick recovery. He was discharged from the hospital within 24 hours. So that's all beneficial for the patient. It also speaks to the fact, hopefully, again, I haven't seen the scans, that the tumor was caught early and that it was small and contained within the hemorrhagic or the bleeding area that they found.
Yeah, one of the things that I read, and also you would know this too, the mortality rate, but one of the things I read is there were some statistics from a study that was done back in 2009, and the study said that almost 10% of patients with that live maybe 5 years or longer, and this is from the American Brain Tumor Association. Again, Lena, looking at mortality rates, of course, who knows, but is that typical too as well?
Yeah, as I said earlier, this is the most aggressive type of tumor that we deal with. We don't use the word cancer because it doesn't spread to other parts of the body, but unfortunately it's in your brain, and as it continuously recurs, the average survival is 14 to 16 months overall. Again, having hopefully caught it early, and if he is a good responder. There are also a number of molecular markers that we use now, and those are predictors for long-term prognosis. So hopefully he has all the appropriate markers and he will respond to the radiation and the chemotherapy.
Yeah, and you said this in the beginning too, with the radiation and the chemotherapy. What's the typical course for that for most people? Because as we're discussing how aggressive it is.
Most people will go, we would wait after the surgery, wait several weeks for the wound to heal because radiation is hard on the scalp. And then it's 5 weeks of radiation with concurrent chemotherapy. And then subsequently the patient will get chemotherapy at regular intervals.
Yeah, you just did a presentation at the annual meeting of the European low-grade, is it glioma? Glioma Network. And in doing that, the focus there was the early detection. So what's the early detection from the physician's point of view?
What we're trying trying to look at is to determine the cost effectiveness of getting MRI scans. Mm-hmm. And we do, you know, not a full sequence of MRI, which can be expensive and time consuming, but a person could come in at periods in their life, or certainly people that are at high risk. And Senator McCain was at high risk, not necessarily for a glioblastoma, but for a metastatic melanoma, because they can frequently go to the brain. So you would get a quick scan that would help you detect early either metastases or a primary tumor. The major issue is everybody would like to have a scan, wouldn't you, just to make sure that you mm-hmm. don't have any problem.
Yes.
But this is very much like mammography, you know, the discussion that goes on with that. I mean, how cost effective is it? Can we afford to scan every citizen in the United States to rule out that they've got a brain tumor when, you know, the incidence, say, of glioblastomas is not really high. It's about 30,000 patients per year.
Yeah, glioblastoma. When we talk about that, and we talk about ages and whatnot, this across the board, you can see this in, he's 80 years old, but it could happen at any age, right?
Absolutely. You know, we see them in 30-year-olds, we see them in 50-year-olds, and we see them in 80-year-olds. You know, some people think that we're seeing more of them. It's a slight uptick, but part of the issue is we're all living longer. And, you know, 30 years ago, individuals died of heart disease and lung disease from too much cigarette smoke. And now we're living, and other things are creeping up.
Yeah, wow. And this is too, and I looked this up to make sure I was right, Dr. Stieg, but this is the same kind of brain tumor that Senator Ted Kennedy had, if I recall.
It is. Hopefully the difference is that Senator Kennedy's tumor was in an eloquent part of his brain so that they couldn't get what is called a gross total excision. And that, again, has an impact on long-term prognosis for a patient. Whereas Senator McCain's was in his frontal lobe. That is a more forgiving area. Hopefully they were able to be aggressive and get a complete resection.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Philip Stieg, founder and chair of the Weill Cornell Medical Brain and Spine Center, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Good to talk with you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What a pleasure to welcome to the show Cheryl Ann O'Callaghan. She's written a book called The Tapestry of Me Through Sacred Geometry. Cheryl, first of all, thanks so much for coming on. And I got to tell you this, when I first saw the title and I didn't read what it was about, I just thought of all kinds of really interesting images of what this could be about. Or do you get that from a lot of people? I love the title. In other words, it's very provocative.
Thank you. Thank you. What I mostly get from people is that intimidated by the word sacred geometry. So it's kind of like both. I've got the tapestry of me, which is very soft, and then the profound sacred geometry with it. So it just came to me.
You say the book is about a way to find truth that's within ourselves. I love that. So flesh that idea out for us more.
Well, I have come to the understanding that we're born with knowing. And through growing up in our cultures and our family, blah, 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 we lose that knowing. And so my book is a way to bring a perspective that allows people to go back to their original knowing that they were born with. And a lot of it, it's the human vessel, our body, that actually holds a lot of power, energy, consciousness that we never allowed ourselves to connect with.
Yeah, and why do you think that is? Is it because of the world we live in, or how did we lose that?
Well, mostly because of the world we live in, yes, and the pre-designed society that we are born into. And in order to cope with survival, we lose that. Especially as children, you know, we have to depend on our parents and our guardians to guide us into adulthood. And the only thing, the only way they know how is what they know. And so therefore, in order to cope with that, we have to forget what we are born with and take on the beliefs of our culture and our societies and our families.
Yeah. So to tap into our truth, tap into what's within ourselves, give us some ways that we can do that. Because I can imagine listening to this, there's some people who hopefully they go and get your book. But in doing that, what will be some of the things that we can learn that can help us tap into it?
Well, the first thing to do is to change the perception. And I don't really mean change, but to shift our perception. You know, it goes with the concept, you know, four people witness an accident, and depending on where they are standing, they, a different story is told and seen. So in our everyday lives, we kind of gear ourselves to have the same perception on what we experience, only from what we're taught on how to perceive. And it, you want to allow yourself to venture into a different perspective. And so really my book is about showing a different perspective on how to experience daily life, and especially ourselves. And the book is focused on the self. Everything that goes on around us really doesn't matter if we aren't in tune with our own personal experiences.
Yeah, we're speaking with Cheryl Ann O'Callaghan. The book is called The Tapestry of Me Through Sacred Geometry. So how do we do that? How do we tap more into our into ourselves?
Again, it's first allowing yourself to experience a different perspective. And then once you allow, and this kind of brings about avenues on how to see different perspectives. And then, so it's kind of like a vulnerability. You have mm-hmm. to allow yourself to be vulnerable to what else is available to you. That really is the first step. And then going into, there's so much information available to us. So you go into allowing yourself to venture into some of that information and then feel, and this is where you use discernment, feel on whether that resonates with you, is if that's something that you're willing to go into. I'm not one that gives exact ways of doing anything because we're such individuals and we have our own things going on in our lives and we've signed up for so many different things that there's just no way, one way mm-hmm. is the answer for anybody. So I kind of, what I try to do is present different avenues to guide people through it, but really it's individual choices that people make and what they allow themselves to go into and what they don't.
Yeah, and you know, it takes, and for a lot of people, certainly, it takes courage to be vulnerable, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, when we hear the vibration, we know when you hear the word vulnerability, the vibration that we've been taught is to have a fear of it. That makes us weak. A lot of negative energies are connected to that. But really, vulnerability is our empowerment. It empowers us to make choices for ourselves and what we are feeling. And it's important to understand that the body, because of the consciousness, the organic consciousness of our body, really is our guide, is the true guide. Not any teacher, not any leader or guru or whatever you want to call them. Those aren't our guides. Our guide is our body. Our body will feel whether this is something that we want to venture into and discover.
How tough was it for you to do that? Because this is obviously something that you sought out and something that you started to do. And you asked yourself the question, what does it mean to me, right?
Correct. That when I started to ask myself, what do these experiences mean to me? That's when my life changed. And what, excuse me, what I learned is that I could feel it. And a lot of people, when they talk about the heart center, because the heart center is really the foundation of our being as a human, because that's where we process a lot of our humanness, is through the heart. And I call it the heart mind. And again, you know, when you go into that vulnerability, when you receive information, the body will either feel safe or it won't. And if you allow yourself to trust what you are feeling, then you allow yourself to be even more vulnerable and go into the information.
Yeah, and going into the information, so that's interesting. How did it change your life?
Well, it changed my life quite a bit. I pretty much did a 180. And instead of viewing myself as a victim to my circumstances and the situational of my life, I view myself as a sovereign being in control and creating my life. So everything that I experience when I go into, okay, what does this mean to me? I understand, and I get answers, and a lot of my answers come through what I feel. And when we allow ourselves to connect with what we, how we feel, we actually can, in the in your third eye or your mind's eye, you will see just exactly how these experiences are connected throughout your life. And what it means to you. What did it mean to you?
Wow, how powerful was it when you realized that you got yourself to that point?
Well, I will tell you that, you know, a lot of, we hear a lot about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I actually felt true freedom. I was no longer attached to societal situations. I was free.
I love that. So in writing the book, what did it, to put all this into the book had to feel pretty good too as well. What was that like, doing the journey of doing the book?
Well, it was a little difficult because when I started studying sacred geometry, not really understanding what it was about, I just had a feeling that it was something I wanted to know. And what I was receiving were concepts. And so I would get these concepts and I had to bring them down into linear words. And so it was a bit difficult, but then again, once I captured the concept and the words started coming, it just flowed. It was very easy. So I enjoyed it because to be able to take a concept and put it into words was very beautiful.
Perfect place to end this. Cheryl Ann O'Callaghan, The Tapestry of Me Through Sacred Geometry. You can pick it up wherever books are sold, Amazon.com, etc. Cheryl, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the case of rain, in the case of the downturn, in the case of an accident, but never.
Your insurance policies and you have no idea what you just signed up for, and then you have a lot of questions and you're confused on some of the fine print, but you actually never get back around to looking at the fine print. Why do we do that? There's so much that we're missing and there's so much that we need to know, I think, about insurance. So in our virtual green room right now, he's probably looking at the fine print, Alex Stewart, and he's going to fill in some of those blanks for us. He's with Eagle Independent Insurance Company. Hey, Alec, how are you?
I'm great.
So that is true, isn't it? You know, before you got into this business, did you tell me the truth? Did you read the fine print all the time?
No, absolutely not.
So the problem is there's so much that we're missing. There's so many things that we don't, you know, review or don't know. And in fact, you know, we've seen commercials on this. We don't know how much we're covered for really and what we're not covered for. And I guess, you know, that's because, and this is just my thought, we know we need insurance and all of that, but we don't take the time to really take a breath and go through with people like you. Hey, what does this mean? And do we need to be covered more for here? And what is it that we need to do? So what do you think, and this is a wide open question, what do you think is the one thing, the biggest thing, I guess, that people miss when it comes to getting insurance and shopping around for insurance and realizing what the coverage is?
most times the thing that we see that people miss the most is really understanding what they would be out of pocket on as far as the deductible if they have a claim. Because as you mentioned, most people don't really think about or look at their insurance in detail until after they have a claim instead of beforehand. So the biggest recommendation that we always have for people is get copies of your current policies, go through, look for any questions you may have, and then if you're not with an independent agent, definitely go out to an independent that represents multiple carriers so that they can do the work for you and do a complete evaluation of your carrier, your coverage, your premium, and also possibly go out and get you more competitive quotes.
Ah, there you go. And that's the thing. Somebody told me this the other day, and it's so true. I saw this with myself, and I guess it's because I had that heads up. You know, you go along, you think, the insurance company's good. You know, they're calling me, sending me the Christmas card, whatever, the magnet. I'm covered for my homeowners. You know, I'm covered homeowners-wise on X, Y, and Z. But then the amount keeps going up and up and up and up. But as you said, because you're not shopping around, and that a lot of times that's the way to sneak in the fees, right? By just people are lulled to sleep and they think this company's great, but every year it creeps up higher and higher and higher where they could really be getting a better insurance rate.
You're absolutely right. And most Americans are either with the captive carriers and agents, Allstate Farmers and State Farm or directs like Geico that are only able to present one set of quotes. And unfortunately, insurance is not a one-size-fits-all type product. And so going to an independent that has multiple carriers and multiple different types of policies that are tailored to what you may need is great. And also at the same time, you know that your insurance is being shopped and you're getting the best price.
Yeah, there you go. How about this? Here's another thing I think that people miss, and I saw this with a friend of mine who was irate, the cancellation fees. You just figure, okay, so now I have gotten smart and I want to shop around and they cancel a policy. What is that? Why do you get these cancellation fees? Because they sneak them in there, or what is that about?
Well, oftentimes carriers, you know, once you're with a certain carrier, if you're not on EFT or you're not on escrow payments with your home or even with your auto, what'll happen is that you won't necessarily see a bill come out or it'll get lost in the mail or there'll be some overlap. And when that happens, you know, a carrier will typically send out a cancellation notice and then they'll automatically cancel it. And then once that's done, to get it reinstated, some carriers may or may not have a fee. Most of our carriers don't. And as I mentioned before, the big ticket item is to look at your deductibles, whether it's your home or your auto, because over time as your home renews, let's say, if it's going up and you happen to be with a captive that can only provide one quote, they may talk to you and adjust your deductible. You may not really realize what that means, but if they change it from, let's say, a 1% to a 2% deductible, you're out twice as much money if you were to have, let's say, a major roof claim.
Oh, right. And you wouldn't have known that unless you were paying attention to that, for sure. And also in the department of shopping around and looking at the rates, and you hear that your neighbor got this rate and this person got that rate, a lot of people also misconstrue how important the credit score is. FICO plays a part in this, doesn't it?
What insurance companies typically do is they use what they call an insurance score. And part of that insurance score may or may not be credit. Some carriers are different. Typically, on the independent agent side, they don't let us know what particularly is driving somebody's insurance score. So it could be a combination of possibly credit. Some carriers don't even use credit. It could be a possible claim issue that's happened in the past, some kind of payment insurance issue. So it could be a variety of different things. But some carriers do, in fact, use credit as well in looking at somebody's insurance score.
Yeah, and you talked about this too a little bit. We brushed onto this, but the other thing, and this is what people are looking for when something happens, whether it's a roof because of hail damage. We see tornadoes. We just saw some horrible tornadoes rip up parts of Oklahoma, and the settlement amounts. You know, what is the settlement amount that you're going to get from the insurance company? Because of course, insurance companies, I mean, the game is they don't want to really have to pay out. And I guess this is also part of it. What's the lowest the company can pay out? And are those the kinds of questions you should ask? What happens if It's a, you know, this happens, Mother Nature, whatever, so that you know what you're going to get.
Exactly. So as I mentioned before, preemptively, proactively doing an evaluation of your own insurance and coming up with those kind of what-if questions and then going over those questions with your agent is key so that you would know what would happen in a given circumstance. But going back to your specific claims example, the big ticket item is going back to the independent model. Everybody should have an independent advocate that's unbiased working for them. So if you have an independent agent that has placed your insurance with a particular carrier, it's their job, if there is a hail claim or there is an auto claim, whatever it may be, to get in there and advocate for you, work with the claims adjuster to make sure that you're made whole and you're getting exactly what you're due in that claim situation.
Yeah, and also, too, when you sit down and do your insurance, and we're speaking with Alex Stewart about what I think is incredibly important because we all, in some form, have insurance, whether it's homeowners and auto and the combination of a bunch of other things. You know, in one way, I think you can never be too insured because there's things that people don't realize with a business, and I think people also get snipped there that they don't have coverage on a certain business. So we have a lot of entrepreneurs that would be listening, and there are a lot of people across the country that are going more that route, you know, where we see with technology, Alec, there are people developing apps and that kind of thing. So they start these companies. And there is liability, isn't there? There's people that could go after them for certain things in their business, and you need to be covered for that, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm a small business owner myself. We have a mobile app for Eagle. And we deal with these issues all the time. A solid chunk of our business is commercial business insurance. And again, going back to the agent-consumer relationship, whether it is personal lines, home, and auto, or whether it's business insurance, really being able to work with somebody that you trust that has multiple options to deliver is key because they can get the tailored coverage that you may need for your business, specific instances, where your particular liability may be, and tailor a policy so that you do have what you need, but on the flip side, you're not paying for something you don't need or paying too much.
Yeah, oh yeah, and that's the key. You don't want to pay too much or you don't want to get something you don't need on top of all the other things that that you have. Is there something new in the homeowners arena that people are drawn to, some instrument or something that seems to be particularly interesting these days that you need coverage for that we didn't have necessarily in the past?
The big ticket item you always hear about is flood. And so, yeah, you know, people don't understand that as they're looking at their policies, one of the things they need to be looking for is leakage and seepage insurance and make sure that's covered where you may have a pipe, let's say, that's in a wall that over a long period of time is seeping water and you may not even know about it. And so double check that, look for leakage and seepage. And then, of course, if you're in a FEMA designated flood zone, you definitely need to get quotes for flood insurance. But even if you're not, if you're by any type of standing water or rising water type situation, ask your agent to get you a flood insurance quote so at least you can look at it, be educated about it, and make a decision on whether or not you think you need it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Alex Stewart from Eagle, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.